Why did he get the big gun?
What?
Why did he get the big gun?
What? What do you mean, what? Why?
Look at my gun, look at your gun. He's got a better gun.
This guy, we decided in the committee before we came here to fight these guys that he's gonna get the bigger gun, I'm gonna get the Thompson, so let's just live with it, okay?
Yeah, and you know why you have the small gun? Because you are small, man. That suits you. You can't run with a gun that's bigger than yourself, can you?
He's got a point.
Dude!
I don't care how small I am, I will finish you anyway. Without the gun.
Oh, you believe that, yeah?
Yo, listen. Hey, come on, let's not do that. I mean, I don't need to be intervening here, but come on.
What?
We've got bigger enemies to be dealing with. I mean, look at that.
I know, but this guy is rude, you know? He thinks he's gonna beat me.
Man, if we don't stop this and, like, focus on them, they're just gonna shoot everyone.
Come on. Wait a second. Tell this guy that his gun shoots him.
Huh?
When did you send a committee?
We told you, like, before we started this, man, we came here, we're here now. Like, seriously, can we just put this aside? Like, it's just a stupid fight. They're going to kill us.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
one. Wait a second.
Wait,
where did you get that anyway?
That guy sold it to me.
Which guy?
That guy.
I thought he's our enemy, man.
So? But I thought it was red.
But it's plastic! He sold you plastic?
It's plastic?
Yeah, it's plastic.
You said it is plastic!
Say it louder, Ali.
Look, bro, if you don't give me a gun now, I'm gonna shoot you on the spot. I'm gonna blow your brains out.
You don't have the guts to do that, and you know it. You don't have the guts, bro. So, leave it.
I think you're overreacting just a little bit. Listen, let's just focus on what we need to do. I think Ali should go
I'm
around
gonna
that
take
way.
A gun.
I'll go
I'm
around this way. You go through the front.
I'm kill that
and then you.
I dare you.
Guys, like, we can really do this, like, in the right
way. What the hell?
I need to go around that way. I'll go around this way.
You just go around this way. I dare you. No.
Give me a gun.
Oh, for God's sake!
Yeah, many men have claimed greatness throughout the ages. Many have stood on tiptoes and sung their praises. Many men and women have passed through changing faces and status. Face it, since times of ancient, Homo sapiens crave guidance in all races. Look to people of the Lord to deliver messages, then shock the messengers, didn't like what they came with. How long will we kill our prophets? Marley said it blatantly. 124,000 men of piety must taught themselves, their families and their communities. Handful were chosen to wreck nations, relate, resent.
Has a habit of just randomly taking us on elaborate trips.
Oh yeah.
And this is one of them. So where are we going again?
Kashan.
Kashan, that's it.
I was sleeping and that guy came to my room and he woke me up. Let's go to a trip. I'm like, I didn't sign for it. I didn't pay for it. It doesn't matter. Come on. Yeah. That's how they do it.
There's a lot of love in this place. A lot of love.
Too much.
If you want to build something and you know you can't build it, you need unity to build it. You need other people helping you with the building. That is common sense. In every part of our life, it doesn't matter which part of our life, we know that we sometimes need other people to build up something. Yeah,
we are right now in a place near Kashan, or maybe it is Kashan. To be honest, I don't know where we are. We could ask though, but I'm not gonna ask because it's more fun if you don't know where you are, isn't it?
There's goats over there.
Yeah. An observatory, yeah, that's the place I think where the people they used to watch the stars and stuff, yeah? The people they used to pray and do some rituals over there. And after 3,000 years, we are there and talking about unity. Now, see how how progressive we are. If these walls could speak, imagine what would they say.
How can we be separated when we have one prophet? And that prophet brought one religion. And that one religion is what? Islam.
The people in Yemen, right now, they have a unity. The Houthis, and they call themselves Ansarullah, they are not only Shia Imamis, like 12 Shias. No, there are Zaydis as well. And the leader is a Zaydi. But they have a unity with them. Even the Jews are helping them, the Yemeni Jews, helping them defending the country. This is what we call a unity. Even though we are not from the same madhab, even though we have differences in opinions, but we have a unity because there is a greater enemy.
But who are our enemies? Well, a Muslim will only have two enemies, the first being his primordial self, or the nafs, which causes us to act animalistically, and the second would be the shaitan. Now, the shaitan will influence people in many different ways, and many people across the globe have allied themselves with him. In the end, our enemies are anyone who stands in the way of truth, peace, and justice.
The greater enemy, call it whatever you want. Call him shaitan, call him America, call him Saudi Arabia, doesn't matter. But the moment there is a goal that everyone want it and everyone needs it, then we need to work together to reach that goal.
Unity is one of the most important things within Islam. If we can't stay together, then we will fall apart. And the enemy is always plotting how to divide and conquer. Imam Khomeini once said, "We're so busy arguing whether we should fold our arms or keep our arms straight in prayer, while the enemy is plotting how to cut our arms off."
If you think about it, if you look at the history and everything, we don't hate each other. It's the people causing fitna between us. So if we can come together as one, no one can harm us. Because if you look at the population within the Shia communities and the Sunni communities, there's a lot compared to the other sectors. So if we come as one, we can make a lot of change.
We need unity. The Yemenis are really, really good in that. They showed us how successful you can be with unity. And then, at the same time, you see Iraq. Now, I am Iraqi, so let me be honest with you. In Iraq, we don't have a unity between Sunnis and Shia. The Sunnis despise the Shia, and the other way around. So what happened is, the Wahhabis, the Daesh, yeah, they came into Iraq, they easily overtook Mosul. Why? Because the Sunnis in Mosul, and the people of Mosul, they said, you know what? The government is Shia, so what? This is not our government. But the Daesh, they are Sunnis, let them in. Yeah? They felt they're closer to Daesh because they said they are Sunnis, they are not Shia, and the government is Shia. This is what disunity makes. This is what hatred makes. Now, this is the best thing you could give imperialism. Every imperialist would love people like that. Do we want that? Do we want to help them? Do we want to give them what they want? Or do we want to reach what we want to reach?
As cliche as it might sound, our goal is to achieve world peace and to introduce Islam in its purest form to the entire world. Through Imam Zaman, the awaited savior of mankind, this is achievable. At the time where his reign will be established on earth, the lamb will lie down with the lion. We will see an era of such progression that people will look back at our times as though we live like cavemen. In fact, it is even believed that at that time, a woman will be able to walk alone from one end of the Middle East to the other without being harmed, and her feet will touch nothing but lush green grass. This is the goal that we, every single Shia Muslim, Sunni Muslim, every single Christian, every single Jew, every person on the face of the planet, if he is good, is striving to achieve.
A person who truly has faith and wants to accomplish their goals, they will go the distance.
Wow. If you see that place, you know and you understand why people, why all these great figures in history used to pray and worship God in mountains and on top of mountains. Because the feeling you have in this place is so spiritual, it's so natural, it's so peaceful and calm.
And just like the prophet said, the Ummah is like a body. If one part is hurt, the whole body is hurt. So we should try to come together.
People ask the Holy Prophet, how should we contemplate? Because obviously, contemplation is very important in the religion of Islam. And the Holy Prophet told them, you should go to ancient... You should go to ancient civilizations and look at the ruins and the graveyards. And then you have a look at the next generation as well, and you just
film it.
Take that seriously. We should learn something from ants about unity and working together.
They all are working for their queen. Why can't we work for our Imam?
Behind me you can see the really big stones and bits of rubble. This is all that remains of an ancient civilization. Now this is exactly what happens when people don't work together. They end up getting destroyed either by Allah or by some tyrannical regime.
And that's why it's important for us to stick together.
We have to learn to live together, otherwise our civilization is going to end up just like this.
So we found out that there is a spring and a cave and a garden and an observatory. So what do you think where we're gonna go? Obviously it's the cave. Let's go.
I'm a little bit intimidated about running into a djinn down here. Basically me and Amelia have found a cave which is over 3,000 years old.
Ow! Ow!
And here comes Amirli. Hey, there's no scorpions in this place, is there?
No.
Alright.
If there was, they would have fooled them.
Without Amirli's torch, we would not have been able to get very far.
Yeah.
We probably would have gotten...
And I don't know why I took it, but I had a feeling. This morning I had a feeling. I didn't know why I take it, but I just had a feeling.
It just shows that everyone has something to contribute.
Yeah, take that. Contribute what? What is contribute?
You know, help.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life, there might be someone who, for whatever reason, you just don't like very much. But it's always a good idea not to make an enemy with them. After all, in the future they could end up becoming your friend. Kind of like Amuli here, I kind of hated his guts the first time we met.
What? What Muzaffar said is true, because there is a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he says, don't hate your enemy too much, because he could be someday your friend, you know? And don't love your friend way too much, because he could become one day your enemy. Yo, it's like a comedy waiting for you and they're celebrating.
Alright. I'm glad we made it out.
Yeah, we made it out. That's good. In Yemen, they have a Zaydi leader, and the Imamis, the Jews, everyone is following him. So they are successful. Now we in Iran, and we Shias, 12 Shias, we need one leader as well. Now we have one leader in this world. We have one big and good and righteous Faqih al-Jami' al-Sharaid, who leads the people towards God and towards Islam. And this leader, we call him Waliyul Faqih. This Waliyul Faqih is righteously appointed by the Ahadith, by common sense, by aql, and by politics. Now the West, they know exactly what a leader, that good, that strong, that pious leader, can do if the Shias follow him. They know the danger that comes from that.
And of course, it's not as simple as that. It's not just the West. It can be the East as well. In fact, it can be people within our own Ummah who are trying to corrupt and influence the true, pristine, pure message of Islam.
And that one other point I would like to make is, please do not curse. Like, we are not supposed to curse anyone. So that's gonna cause hate, because once we curse someone that other people like, we're gonna cause hate.
There is an epidemic sweeping the Ummah. Some people just cannot not curse. Psychoreligiologists are calling it Shia Tourette's.
Salaam alaikum, bro.
Wait, you're Sunni?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's safe. That lanatullah alay.
What?
Nothing. I was just lanatullah alay.
You got a problem, man?
Why would you lanatullah alay think that?
I'm praying to God, and I know that if I go and I go to a Sunni person or whatever person or in that speech and insult him and hurt him, yeah, I know exactly God wouldn't be satisfied with me, because I hurt another being, another creation of God. There are people who say, yeah, there is hadith, there is a verse, there is la'an, let me do it, let me say it, because the Quran says it anyway. There is even insulting and abuse in the Quran, and so on and so on. So why shouldn't we do it? Because you need to understand the Quran with the Quran, the whole Quran, the whole message, and not just one part of it. He is not proving what the Quran wants to say, but he's proving his own opinion through picking up one single verse that, you know, seems to be supporting his opinion. That's all there is. Like, for example, the la'an and abusing stuff is easily answered by the verse, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. That means if you have a debate with them, if you confront them, then just do it with that, what is better. What is better? With that, like, this is very important, because imagine, أحسن, you have bad. God doesn't say, you know, confront and debate with them with that, what is bad. No. So with what? With that what is normal? No. With that what is good? No. With that what is better? Even if you have something that is good, don't use it. Use that is better. Use the best.
So don't worry about a name or the title. The main thing is that we are Muslim and we follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe in the holy book Quran. So that makes us as one. So I think the brothers should think about it, and we should try to unite.
Right? But everything goes back to one thing, and this is Iman, belief, and common sense. Everyone should use his common sense. There are even Shia, they say, politics and religion? No, two different things.
Oh right, so basically, when it comes to prayers, fasting, and giving charity, Islam is of use. But of course, the governments of countries, which basically decide on, oh, just, you know, small things like the laws which govern a country, how wealth should be distributed, taxes, and whether or not to go to war. When it comes to these tiny, insignificant matters, Islam should not have a role to play. After all, governments function through politics, and it's a dirty business. We don't want our good, pious selves to get involved in that. Heavens no. We've only studied God's prescribed laws for humanity and justice. That's just something that should be preached, not actually enforced. No. We'll just leave the governing of countries, the education system, the distribution of wealth, healthcare, foreign policy, and the welfare system to, you know, irreligious people, while we sit back and have a cup of tea after Zuhr namaz, and perhaps give a bit of lip service to this verse of the Holy Quran.
Please, you know, I'm Shia, but I don't want to have anything to do with politics. Now you ask him why. He says politics are dirty, and I don't know what. I don't want to intervene in that dirty business.
Now why is it a dirty business? Because people like you are not intervening. If you have a family and you have a bad leader, he would corrupt the family. Isn't it like that? Now you need to intervene. The good people need to intervene and clean that politics. They need to lead it into a good way. Yeah, if we don't do anything, it will be dirty, obviously.
I think it's really, really important. First of all, before we have unity with anyone else, we should have unity within the Muslims.
And we need to save the face of the Shia. Now, let me give you an example of saving the face of the Shia. Some people, they say, I want to hit my head and I want to let the blood drop all over me. Fair enough. You want to do it? Fair enough. Now, let me ask you one question. Again, common sense. Imagine you're not Shia. You don't know anything about Imam Hussein. You don't know anything at all. Now you go to Google Shia and see the blood. Seriously, answer that to yourself. Would you say these people, they look like righteous, pious people who are on the right way to God?
Of course, there are people within the Ummah, Shia youths in particular, who promote the idea of giving blood in the name of Imam Hussein in order to save someone's life. But of course, to some people, saving somebody's life is not as important as shedding our blood onto the ground for no apparent reason and saying it's for the sake of Imam Hussein. Conveyed to us instructions and informed us of his names. Unlettered, not illiterate, don't tell me he couldn't read. Seen children young as 3 years old reciting their ABCs. And his father and his father's fathers worshipped only one. Direct descendant from Ishmael straight back to Prophet Adam. Splitting atoms with his knowledge, preceding the revelations. Climbed into the cave to be alone in isolation. Eyes awakened every day cause profound meditation. Gabriel approached him, had the direct conversation. Time to let mankind be free since Jesus' ascension. Purity and vision equals heart. The pure intentions, shun away the evil thoughts, be free, emancipate them. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Those who feel disgust hearing his name, who is he hurting? He told us looking at your parents out of love is worship. He said if you have no feeling of shame, then do as you wish. Educated minds and humble souls will only feel this. Love for all creation, then compassion is the meaning. Eradicating barbaric behavior is the teachings. That was over 1400 years ago he breathed. And 2010, too many men still infected with demons. Walking with his uncle Abu Talib as a youngster, a monk had spotted Muhammad and told him to come closer. Check the seal upon his back, insisted was an oracle. According to his book, showed signs of righteous individuals. A miracle, he said he saw the stones and trees prostrating. As Muhammad was approaching all those years of waiting, he recognized the messenger, immediately he knew.
Now, we have one leader today. I said, the one leader is the Waliul Faqih, Imam Khamenei. Now, if there is someone out there who thinks, yes, unity is good, but he's not my leader, he ain't my leader, it's easy. If you really do not believe in that, I respect that. We all do respect that. You see, the problem is solved. Just everyone respects the other opinion, but we are working together.
Okay. Okay, whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Guys, whoa. You see that, hey? Basically, we are spinning. I don't know what it is, but we are spinning it. And it's full. Persons, you can't do that alone, it's not fun. That is unity.
Six people.
Yeah, six people. It's even six people. That is what we call unity, man. You see this speed? This speed is only achievable. Without unity.
You are spinning like a roundabout. When you have the people with you, that's what you call unity, because you have all the Muslims on one roundabout. When you're together, you can push it faster and faster. But if you're one person, how would you push it?
Now we are at a place, a holiday place of Jamaat al-Mustafa.
We Muslims, we are like sticks. Everybody in his business. Every madhab. So we are around, let's say, 100 sticks. Madhab. If we take them one by one, we're gonna break them in pieces. But if they get them all together, we can have a break them. Unless we are Superman, but we are not Superman.
How are you feeling in this very tense moment?
Excited!
How are you feeling at this moment?
Yeah. I'm feeling nervous.
Dorse! Hey there!
Go on! Go on!
Hey there! Hey there!
Go on, Haydar! Haydar!
Haydar!
Haydar!
Haydar!
Haydar!
Haydar! Haydar! Haydar! Haydar!
I was on that side and I won. So I won again. So it's all my work. Because I've been working out, you know? Just doing the boxing. Our main focus is to unite all the Muslims.
If you want to see the Muslim Ummah as successful,
we have to unite everyone. And that doesn't just mean the Muslims. It means the Christians, the Jews, even the atheists as well.
And if you want to see the success of Imam Zaman, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, then know that we have to unite.
Me, Muzaffar, and Sayyid Amirli will try to unite the Muslim Ummah until the day we die.
Only when the human race is working together can we truly accomplish something.
Only through our success, only through our struggle, the Imam of our time will return.
The Imam will come and he will unite every single Muslim and non-Muslim in the whole wide world.
Yeah, many men have claimed greatness throughout the ages. Many have stood on tiptoes and sung their praises. Many men and women have passed through changing faces and status. Face it, since times of ancient, Homo sapiens crave guidance in all races. Look to people of the Lord to deliver messages, then shot the messengers, didn't like what they came with. How long will we kill our prophets? Marley said it blatantly. 124,000 men of piety must taught themselves, their families and their communities. Handful were chosen to rep nations, relate recitations to the masses and teach humanity. One was selected as the seal of the prophets. Like the scholars say, I won't take too much time, but let me drop it. I'm talking about Muhammad, the inheritor of Adam, Noah, Moses. Most minds don't know this. The truth was found in holy pages, but we neglect it. Now it's banging into your synapses. Can't escape it. The creator guides the patient ones from his creation, but we can't shut our eyes if it's the light that we're chasing. All tongues need to praise him.